This is Radio Nepal. I am Dela Prasai with the news headlines first. Chairman of Nepal Communist Party Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Ali and Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda discussed to find solution to the intra-party disputes. Monsoon becomes active across nation. Meteorological Forecasting Division urges all to remain alert, predicting possibility of heavy rainfall. Development and Technology Committee directs government to put forward work plan of the current fiscal year for construction of Sori State bridges on the strategic route. Nepal records 156 new coronavirus cases, 58 people return home recovering from virus infection, and the United Arab Emirates' historic first mission to Mars is on the way after a successful liftoff in Japan. Now the news in detail. Chairman of Nepal Communist Party, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, and another chairman, Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, yesterday held a meeting to find solution to the inter-party disputes. However, no conclusion was drawn yesterday in the meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar. Chairman Prachanda's press coordinator Bishnu Sapkota said that the two leaders agreed to continue the talks in a bid to find a solution to the party's disputes. Earlier, Communist Party Secretariat meeting conducted on Saturday had decided to engage in further consultations to finalize the internal crisis of the party based on consensus. Likewise, Chairman Dahal met with party leaders Chalanath Khanna, Madhav Kumar Nepal, Narayan Kajisrestha, Bishnu Prasad Poudal and Janardhan Sarma on Sunday itself over the ways to resolve the party's disputes. The ruling Nepal Communist Party has deferred the meeting of the Standing Committee. The Communist Party Central Office informed that the ongoing meeting of the party's Standing Committee is rescheduled for Tuesday. Additional 58 corona-infected people in Nepal returned home following health recovery. Addressing the regular press brief yesterday, spokesperson of the Health and Population Ministry, Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam, said after 58 people got discharged from various isolation centers yesterday, the number of people recovering from coronavirus infection in Nepal has reached 11,695. As per the ministry, 66.24% corona-infected people have recovered from the infections and returned home. The ministry also said within the last 24 hours, 56 corona infection cases were detected while conducting 3,741 PCR tests across the country. As of now, the total number of corona cases in Nepal has reached 17,658. Monsoon has been activated across Nepal as the low pressure belt is moving towards Nepal. Since yesterday morning, many places of Nepal received rainfall as the weather was generally to mainly cloudy across the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said many places of province 2, 5, Gandaki province and Bagmati province received rainfall yesterday. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has said that the monsoon will be more active from today morning, causing additional rainfall. The Meteorological Forecasting Division also urged people to remain alert, saying there are chances of heavy rainfall at some places and extremely heavy rainfall at a few places. The low pressure belt has been moving toward Nepal, causing heavier rainfall. Meanwhile, National Disaster Risk Mitigation and Management Authority Chief Anil Pokhrel warned of high risk, citing drenched soil due to continuous rainfall. Meanwhile, from the 20th of July to the 23rd of July, the Bagmati, the Gandaki, the Kankai, the Mor, the Sunkosi, the Shaptakosi, the Kamala, the Narayani, the Sethi, the Marshangdi, the Kali Gandaki and their tributaries are predicted to be overflooding. Flash floods have also been predicted in streams along Mid-Hill, Churi and the Rai region of Province 1 to Gandaki Province and Bagmati Province till the 24th of July. The Development and Technology Committee of the House of Representatives has directed the government to ensure the financial management and begin the construction work of the bridges that are in sorry state under the strategic road across the nation. Yesterday, a meeting of the committee directed to the Ministry of Physical Infrastructures and Transport to the state the reasons of not completing construction of Teku Best Bishnumati Bridge, Bagmati Bridge under Postal Highway and Tikuliaghat Bridge in Rautha District in stipulated time. The committee has also directed to the ministry to avail upcoming work plan and details of the punishment given to the construction companies for delaying the development construction. Physical Infrastructure and Transport Minister Bashant Kumar Nembang accepted the problems in construction of the bridges and stressed on the need of resolving problem of required technical human resources in the ministry and capacity development of the construction companies. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईहरु फ्रेश हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस हस बाबुजी
ओइ वाईफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *14# ह्याश डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back and again we continue with the rest of the updates. 16 more Nepalis have died of COVID-19 abroad in the past 1 week. According to Non-Resident Nepali Association's Health Committee, 8 people lost their lives to this deadly infection in Qatar, 5 in the UAE and 3 in Kuwait. As per the information shared by the committee, a total of 160 Nepalis in 14 countries succumbed to the flu-like infection till Saturday. According to committee coordinator Dr. Sanjeev Sapkota, altogether 30,571 Nepalis were infected with COVID-19 in various countries. Among them, 28,689 have been fully recovered. Speaker of the House of Representatives Agni Prasad Sapkota yesterday administered the oath of office in secrecy to a newly elected member of House of Representatives Subarna Juharchan at a program organized at the Parliament Secretariat. Newly appointed lawmaker Juharchan took the oath of office and secrecy on the proportional category. Juharchan was elected as the House of Representative member from Nepali Congress. 1,080 Nepalis have returned home from 10 international charter flights landed at Trivandrum International Airport. The Nepalis stranded abroad due to COVID-19 were brought back through the chartered flights yesterday made by the Nepal Airlines and the Himalayan Airlines. The Trivandrum International Airport office also informed that 6 dead bodies of Nepalis were also brought from the same flight. The Nepal Airlines and Himalayan Airlines are scheduled to make 9 different flights today as well. Nepali Congress has unveiled the schedule for its 14th General Convention. The party has also said the party's interim organizational restructuring has come to final stages in all the districts. 14 employees of Nepal Airlines returned yesterday home after recovery from corona infection. The 14 cabin crews, including 4 pilots, were tested positive for coronavirus. In course of the chartered flights, they attended to rescue the Nepalis stranded in various countries. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. The United Arab Emirates' historic first mission to Mars is on the way after a successful liftoff in Japan. The Hope probe launched on an H-2A rocket from Tanegashima Space Port and is now on a 500 million kilometer journey to study the planet's weather and climate. Two previous attempts to launch the probe in the past week had to be called off because of adverse weather. Hope's arrival in February 2021 is set to coincide with the 50th anniversary of the UAE's formation. The UAE craft is one of the 3 missions heading to Mars this month. More than 100 wild animals, including at least 8 rare rhinos, have died in recent flooding at a national park in northeastern India. The Kaziranga Park in Assam state is home to the world's largest population of one-horned rhinos, which faced extinction at the turn of the century. But this year's monsoon rains have almost 85% of the park onto water. The floods have killed more than 200 people and displaced millions in Assam, Nepal and Bangladesh. Kaziranga Park, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, is home to at least 2,400 one-horned rhinos. More than 14.6 million cases of coronavirus have been reported globally as of now. As per the data updated by global data analyst Worldometer, more than 608,000 people have already died from the virus. Similarly, number recovered from the virus infection has reached 8.73 million. United States President Donald Trump has insisted that the coronavirus will be brought under control even as the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported at least 67,574 new coronavirus cases and at least 877 new deaths in the country. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain to occur at many places of the country. Chances of heavy rainfall at some places of Province 1 to Bagmati Province, Kantaki Province, Province 5 and at 1 or 2 places of Karnali Province and Far West Province. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 23.5 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 20.2 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Chairman duo of Nepal Communist Party, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and another chairman, Pushpa Kamal Dahal, Prachanda discussed to find solution to the inter-party disputes. Monsoon becomes active across nation. Meteorological Forecasting Division urges all to remain alert, predicting possibility of heavy rainfall. Development and Technology Committee directs government to put forward a work plan of the current fiscal year for construction of Sauri State bridges on the strategic road. Nepal records 156 new coronavirus cases, 58 people returned home yesterday recovering from virus infection, and the United Arab Emirates' historic first mission to Mars is on the way after successful liftoff in Japan. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition will be at in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.